Okay, let's begin. Shvius Daf Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph, as we get into the last week here of Masecha Shvius, and we are on Pei Emabez, discussing Shvitas Ksafim, as we discussed, started to discuss a couple of days ago. The mitzvahs Saseh, the mitzvahs Lo Saseh, whole different world. Shvitas Ksafim, we mentioned, and the Gemara has a connection between Shvitas Karka and Shvitas Ksafim, but in terms of Monia, Minyan and Mitzvahs, in terms of counting, it's definitely a separate world, and it's not only limited to Eretz Yisrael, it's even in Chutz Laaretz, which we'll talk about. It could be at the end of Shvita, as we said, which is interesting, as we said, according to Rov Rishonim, not like the Rush, but Rov Rishonim, that Shvitas Ksafim kicks in at the end of Shvita, not at the beginning of Shvita, right? All the laws of Shvitas Karka are during Shvita, but at the according to Shvitas Ksafim, according to most Rishonim, it kicks in at the end, as we get to Prizbal, most write a Prizbal before the end of Shemitah, and not at the beginning, but we saw the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is machmir like the Rush to write it at the beginning. Okay, we are on Pei Amabez towards the bottom. So Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Kol Malacha Shiposeka. So remember, the Rabbi Yossi mentioned in the Mishnah discussing wages, and the Tanakhama said that wages are not subject to, Schar Sachir is not subject to Shemitah. Ein Mishamet. V'maso Milvar is a Mishamet. That was the Tanakhama. That wages that you pay a worker, that's not a loan, and therefore that's not subject to Hashmata. But if I made the loan, if I made the wages into a loan, Zkifas Milveh, as we discussed yesterday also regarding a Ksupa and regarding money owed to a store, Hakavas Chanus, if I made it into a loan, then fine, it will be Mishamet. But then Rabbi Yossi said, a different rule. Any malacha that is posekes b'shvius mishametes. Any job that you have to stop by shvita, so then that turns into a loan and that's mishamet. But malacha sheina posekes, so then it is not mishamet. So what does that mean? What does it mean, a malacha that's posekes? Is that a halachic principle or is that just a mitzias principle? So that's going to be a machlokas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omar called Malacha Shiposakas Bechulu. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the Gemara changes the girsa to Kagon. Kagon Harisha. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does this refer to? Harisha. It's talking about plowing. Plowing was one of the malachas that were pashtus asadaraisa. Usually the Gemara chooses Harisha. The Gemara could have chosen the two that are more, a little more mefurish in the Torah. Those two that are agreed upon. Zariah and Zemira, and the others. Harisha, we mentioned way back at the beginning of the Masechta, is a machlokas Rishonim. Whether Harisha on during Shemitah is Daraisa or Durabana, because it's not Mefurish. It says in Mishpatim, but the machlokas is whether that's referring to Shabbos or to Shemitah. But that's the one that's picked. That's the one that's picked here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kagon Harisha, maybe this is one of the Makaras that point to the fact that Harisha is Daraisa as well. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Shemitah when he talks about Harisha, right? The Marafolda here says, Hi malacha ha'asura b'shvius. Right, it is asur. So that's what Rabbi Yossi means. Rabbi Yossi means, any malacha, if I'm a worker and I'm paid to do a malacha that's asur during Shemitah, and then Shemitah comes, then obviously I'm not doing the work anymore. And now this has turned into money that you owe me. My job is done. And therefore, that's why it's going to be there's going to be Shemitah, there's going to be Hashmata to that loan. That's the language of Rabbi Yossi. Kol malacha shi posekes b'shvius, if it's posekes, because it's halachically not allowed, so that job is done, you owe the money, that turns into a milveh, and that's why it's subject to Hashmata, it's subject to dissolving of that loan. That's what it means, posekes. Eina posekes means it's allowed to be done in Shemitah. It's allowed to be done even if I have finished the job. But if it's allowed to be done, Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of Rabbi Yossi is that it is not subject to Hashmata. Right? That's what they look at the Ras Yolio for a minute on the bottom. Kion Harisha, Shimalacha Posekes, Machmas Shvius Da Asira Ba'avodas Karka. It's Asur, Vekiva Tekaimalan. And since we hold a principle that we're going to come up, it's going to come up today on today's daf, Schiris Eina Mishtalem Esel Basov. When I do a job, when conceptually does the Chiyuv kick in? When I finish the job. When I finish the job, so then I have to, the employer has to pay me. So since we hold that, so kishapaska b'shvias l'schayev, so when I finish the job before Shemitah, so now the chiyev kicks in. Aval binyan v'damile, but what about building? Building is not also during Shemitah. So, says the Rasiolio, deroy lasosa b'shvias, aval b'shapasak b'shvias. Lo mechzi kizakifa to kolemas to buy of it. I could continue doing it. I could, stop. It's all my choice what I do. And therefore, it is not going to be subject to Shvias, it doesn't turn into a loan. But that is the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yossi is talking about a case where it is Usser. It is Usser to do that during Shemitah, and therefore the loan must be paid. There's an issue that the Bali Musar talk about, that there's an Isser of Baltalin, right? One has to pay on the day of work, generally. If somebody is a day worker, then you have to pay them every day. If there's a night worker, you have to pay them every night. So ask the Bali Musar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the schar, there's no schar in Olam Hazeh, right? So it doesn't pay us for our avoda. So how is that? Is Hashem violating? So the Mefarshim explained, that's only if you're a day worker. But if you have a job, if you're a kablan, you have a job to do, then you get paid at the end of the job. So we have a job for 120 years. So that's why we get paid at the end of the job. And therefore, Hashem doesn't violate Kav Yachol, the Isser of Baltalin, not paying one's workers on time. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says, go ahead, again, Charisha. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no, Kigon Binyan. Rish Lakish says, no, even Binyan doesn't mean halachically stopping during Shemitah, but it just means if you finish the job. Look at the top Mara fold up. Begin Binyan v'hibu teres b'shvias. Umash Amar posekas b'shvias. Lo machmas iser shvias. Ela me'atzma nifsekas. No, it's not machmas iser shvias, but it's just that if it's done, if the job is done before by the time Shemitah comes along, she nigmar a binyan or during Shemitah, v'schiras einim shamas ala basof l'fiicha b'shamitz. Rish Lakish says posekas shemitah. If you finish the job, so then that is the money is owed and it would be subject to shvias. Tashmata. Al daitid Rabbi Yochanan, a support for Rabbi Yochanan. How would Rabbi Yochanan read the language of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? Kol malacha shi posekas b'shvias. Kol malacha that posekas. And that means anything that is asura during Shvias. Al daitid Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kol malacha shi posekas me'eleha. If it finishes, not that Shvias stops the malacha, but if it finishes, so then that is already subject to becoming a loan and subject to hashmata during Shvias. If you look, I think we might have mentioned this not so recently, but Rav Shechter in Eretz Tzvi has a discussion of Schiris Paulim. We think of Schiris Paulim, paying one's workers, as a regular obligation made out of Machavero. That's what we think of it. But it could be, right, there is a line like this regarding other chiyuvim as well, that it is not just a hischaivas midas, but it is a chiyuv that the Torah demands. That if I do work for you, the Torah demands, not just a borrow money, a natural chiyuv bein adam l'chaveiro. There is evidence that it's a chiyuv may bidei shamayim, so to speak, and not just bidei adam. There's a number of sources I just mentioned, one or two. Right, the Gemara talks about in Baba Kama daf ayin in the Bavli. Esna nasa Torah afilu baal imo. Unusual case. A man is mizana. If a man is paying an animal to his to an iser arayos to his mother, that animal still has the status of an esnan. Right, we know the halacha is that if a man pays, Rahman al-Islam, a woman, for her services, with an animal, the animal is asr al-gabi ha-mizbeach. Right, lo sav esnan zonu mechir kela beis Hashem alokecha. So what happens if there's a situation of arayos? Does that still have the status of an esnan? Because there's an isad araisa, and maybe there's no chiyuv to pay in that case. Says the Gemara, esnan asa tar afilu ba'al imo. Even if it's an iser arayos, it still has the status of an esnan. And most Rishonim explain, Baba Kama daf ayin, that even though there's a chiyuv misa, there's kimle bedrav aminei, but if he pays, he doesn't have to pay, but if he pays, im shilin lamidaito, ein zachashav kebala v'yachar kach nosal, zachzer de matana. A samatana that has nothing to do with the act. No, because there's still a chiyav latzei sidei shamayim. Chiyav latzei d'alkapanim ika, chiyav latzei shamayim, ukishem mishalim shem tashlumin ika. Right, that's the Rov Rishonim. But the Meiri there quotes the Chachmei Atzarfatim. Meiri in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. This is quoted. And that is, even bedine adam, there's a chiyav. What do you mean? Because you only say kimle bedrabimine by chiyuvim that the delo amrina kimle ramine el lifter me chiyuve tashlumin shehitila hatorah al adam. When there's a chiyuv that the Torah puts on you, then the Torah says you're chayim misa, the Torah says you're chayim mamon, so the misa could pater the mamon. Velo bechiyuve mamon, I'm reading from the Eretz Tzvi now, velo bechiyuve mamon shehim hischayvus midas. But by a personal hischayvus midas, and I personally accept an obligation, so then that's not subject to Kimlei B'Drabba Minei. Kimlei B'Drabba Minei means, if the Torah says that you're Chayev A and B, so you'll only be Chayev A, because that's the Chiyav Misa, and that subsumes the Chiyav Mamon. But if there's a personal obligation that I undertake at the time of the Chiyav Misa, personal obligation, so then that's not subject to Kimlei B'Drabba Minei. So that's what the Meiri quotes from the Chachmei Tzarfatim. So the question is, most Rishonim don't say that. So what do Rov Rishonim say? Rov Rishonim would say that, it's not a chiyav, there's no chiyav bidei adam to pay in this case. So what would the other Rishonim say? So one might say that Kimlei applies always, even by a hischayves midas, or he explains, yesh lefarish bofen acher, de pligi benogea lagdaras chiyav tashlumin deschiris polim. How do you look at, really everybody agrees that Kimlei does not apply to hischayves midas. The question is, how do you look at paying a worker? Is paying a worker just a natural obligation of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? Or is it a hischayvus that the Torah demands? If you do work for someone, then the Torah demands that they pay you. The Sefira Leidein hischayvus midas. El achiyav mamon sheitila ha-Torah alei debal habayis. L'shalim shivu ya-pu'ula l'polav. V'yafilo lo hiskim lazeh bal habayis lo hischayv lazaklan. There are nafkaminas, examples where, let's say, the employer never agreed. Never agreed, but you happen to do work for him, right? You go in and you pay his loan. The sugya is that I pay his loan. I go to your field and I plant and fertilize and right. If I don't know what are you doing? You work for me. I never asked you to work for me. There is evidence that sometimes that you're gonna have to pay me even if you didn't agree. It wasn't a hischayvus midas, right? There's other examples. Maybe mention one example, and that is the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses our sugya of ein l'schiris el basof or yeshna l'schiris mitil levatzof. Is the chiyuv of schiris at the end of the work or little by little? So the Rashi in Kiddushin Memches he quotes here, and that is if you hold yeshna l'schiris mitil levatzof, if every moment, every minute that I do work, theoretically you owe me the money for that work. Every pruta upruta. That's Rashi's lashon. In Kedushin Memches. Every pruta upruta. So the question is asked is, what do you mean pruta, even pachas mi shever pruta? Right? If I work for you, if we have an agreement, and I even work for less than a shever pruta's worth, you have to pay me less than a shever pruta's worth. Right? Just because it's a very small amount, you still have to pay me. Ah, but if you say it's a chiyuv bidei shamayim, then maybe it goes by pruta, not just a personal less than a pruta. There are other rayas, but just to mention that, feel free to look there in Simon Chavtes. That's in terms of a little bit about Tzchiris Paulim. Okay, back to our sugya here. Ma Rav Yosi k'Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, we have two days of the Tanoim in the Mishnah. We have Rabbi Yehuda, who said earlier in the Mishnah that said, if I buy five things from a store, every time I buy something from a store, the previous one turns into a milveh. Right? That was the earlier day. Right? And we spoke yesterday about why that is. We spoke about if he has ne'amanis, if he already gives him something else to buy, then that shows that he trusts him. It's ke'ilu, he was paid already. That was Reb Yehuda. And then Reb Yosi is who we're talking about now. And that is a malacha that is posekas, reina posekas. So do those two shitas go together? It's talking about automatic switching into milves. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is about, you buy certain things from the store, and there's automatic switching into milveh. And Rabbi Yosi now is there's an automatic switching if there's a malacha that's posekas. So the Gemara says, Ma Rabbi Yosi ka Rabbi Yehuda, shall we say that Rabbi Yosi, who we're talking about now, that if there's a malacha that, let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's also during Shemitah, and now you owe the money. So that turns into a milveh. Is that following, like Rabbi Yehuda, are they consistent opinions? De Rabbi Yosi, we switched the gear, so. De Rabbi Yosi Amar, kol malachas yiposekas b'shvias b'shametas, v'sheina posekas b'shvias eina b'shametas. So is that similar? Or do we put those two shitas together? That both of them hold, once a job is done, it turns into a loan. So Rabbi Yosi says a job is done, and it's also due during Shemitah, so you know the job is done. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you buy something from a store, and then you buy something else from the store, so the previous chiyuv is basically dissipated, maybe that turns into the loan. Shall we put those two shitas together? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a second. He says, Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, K'Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlei, shall we put Rabbi Yosi with Rabbi Yehuda? B'hakafas chanus, d'mishiyakit pam shniya mishamit. Once you buy something else, the first one goes into a loan. Right, the first one is basically collectible. Right? And Rabbi Yossi Nami, the Mishasha Schiris Mishtalemes, Nasis Milbe. So shall we put these two together against the Tanakama? Both of these Shitas. What did the Tanakama say? Schiris Baalim is not Mishamet. Period. If you owe money, it's not Mishamet unless you turned it actively into a loan. So shall we say Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are both connected Shitas against the Tanakama, that things don't automatically turn into loans unless you do it, put it into a loan? So the Gemara says, maybe, but then the Gemara says, maybe not. V'lo Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not have to hold like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, right, like even, you don't have to say, wait until a chiyuv kicks in. Like we said, ein mishtalemes. Chiyuv is not mishtalemes, el labasof. Even earlier, right, even earlier, before the avoda is finished, we would say that he, the chiyuv might turn into a milveh. V'lo Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Yossi. Right, we just switched those two words. Why would we say otherwise? Because of the following Mishnah. But the Mishnah, the Gemara says, let's just read the line and then we'll explain the Mishnah. The Gemara is about to say, even if you though you get one impression from a certain Mishnah, don't think that that's his shita in all cases. Ava gavda Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even though Rabbi Yehuda says, in a Mishnah, Masechah Shavuos, not Shavuos, Shavuos, right? Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein derech sholchani lios nosin isar sheyitol dinar, a sholchani, a money changer, does not give change. Esau are small coins until he gets the big coin to give change to, even though that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. What does that have to do with us? Let's just take a step for a minute before we continue this line. There is a machlokas in Masechah Shavuos. Remember that big Mishnah in Masechah Shavuos that talk about the Shavuos Durabanan. Right? Shavuos Daraisa. We know there are three Shavuos Daraisa. Shavuos Mod B'Miksas, Shavuos HaShomrim, and Shavuos Eid Echad. The three Shavuos HaShomrim that are Nishba v'Niftar. The Rambam, maybe I'll read it. Beginning Hilchos Tovim v'Nitan. The Rambam in Mishpatim. The Rambam talks about three Shavuos HaShomrim, so three Shavuos Daraisas. There's one Shavua Derabanan, that's Nishba v'Niftar, and that Shavuos Hesis, which is a different type of Shavua. But the Mishnah, remember in the beginning of the seventh parak of Shavuos, talks all about the Shavuos Derabanan. Kol Nishban Shabbatara, Nishban V'lo Mishalman. The Shavuos Daraisas are Nishba v'Niftar. Let me just read the Rambam that I have. It says the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Toein v'Nitan. Ein lecha mechoyiv shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. Shvua daraisas are only three. Misha hoda b'miksas ha-metaltalin. Moda b'miksas. So we know, you owe me 100, I only owe you 50. O misha chivo eid echad. Or two aid that make me pay. One aid makes me swear. If you bring me one aid that I owe you money, I have a chiv to swear. Eid echad is kam l'shvua. V'hashomer. And the shvuas ha-shomrim. Which itself, shvuas ha-shomrim itself is three shvuas. But shvuas ha-shomrim, shomachinim, shomachachar, in all the cases where a shomer has to swear, gedeva happened, ones happened, that's all category three of nishba v'niftar. Karbiyarnu, v'kalecha mishlashta, nishba v'niftar milashalim. Abakala nishban v'notlin kagon, sachir, v'nechbal, v'nigzal, v'pogim shtaro, v'kala nishban b'tana suffix, and all tana suffix also are all shvua nishba v'notel. And that's what's mentioned here in the beginning of the seventh parak of Shavuos. Elu nishban v'notlin. These are all shvuas drabanan. So one of them is, you have a machlokes between a money changer and a customer. Right, money to the customer. The Amar la Shulchani, Tainli Bedinar Mos Vinasan Lo. Amar Lo, Tainli Asa Dinar. The other way. Nasan Lo Asa Dinar, Amar Lo, Tainli Asa Mos. He gave him the dinar, says, could you please give me the change? Amar Lo Nasatim Lucha, Vishlachta Lato Kischa, Yishava Shulchani. The Shulchani says, could I please have the, give me the big coin? I already, you know, I paid you the, so the guy says, I gave you the big coin. You put it into your money purse already. Right, you gave me the change, but I gave you the big bill already. So the Shulchani is able to swear and take the big bill again. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Nobody gives change unless you get the money first. Right? He's doing you a service. Why is this important? He's doing you a service. He, the money changer, is doing you a service. Unless he gets paid first, he's not going to give you the change. Right? Therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't get to swear and take the money because we assume he got the money. If you didn't give him the bill to change, what? You ever go to a bank? Can I have change? And then you get the, okay, now I'll give you the dollar for the change, the check for the change. They're not going to give you the change unless, so they're going to, they get to swear and take change again. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's this line that's quoted in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein derach shulchani li tein isar ad sheyitol dinar. He doesn't give you the small coins unless he gives you the big coins. Meaning, first you give him the big coin, And then he'll give you the small coins. But what's that big coin? That big coin is like payment for a service. Payment for a service. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to get paid even before the job is done. Right? So that's what the Gemara says here. Well, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda is not like exactly like Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi holds, you know, if the job is finished by Shemitah, so then it turns into a loan. Rabbi Yossi, what's behind Rabbi Yossi's Shita? That right when you finish a job, then the chiyuv of wages kick in. Right, what we said before, the Lashon, the Rasilio quoted, Schiris is mishtalemes basof. What does that mean? When I finish the job, that's when the chi of a payment kicks in. So the Gemara has a havamina here that maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds even more extreme. As the job is done, even before the job is done. Even before the job is done. Because here, you got to give the money to the money changer before the change is given. So that's the afalgav here. That's the afagav. Afagav always means implicit question, implicit problem. So that's what the Gemara says here. Let's go back a line. Velo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Right, we switch the girsa. Shall we say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yossi? Maybe not, because this Mishnah in Shavuos, you see that even before the job is done, there's a chiyuv to pay him. So afagav, the Gemara says, no. Afagav to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar ein derech ashochani lihiyos nosin isar ad sheyitol dinar. Right, and therefore the havamina is that it's even before the job is done. The Gemara answers, no, that's an exception to the rule. Money changers, that's not, you might say, that's not really a service like other jobs, right? Maybe he's not going to trust you. He's not going to give you the money before. It's not just a job that he's doing. I'm going to fix your shoe, and then you're going to pay me for it. This isn't really a job like that. So the Gemara says, modu b'schar socher sheinu el b'sof. He'll agree that, you know, regular wages is labasof. This is a different type of work, and therefore it is not comparable in our case. Okay, hilchasoy v'nitan. Just by the way, the Rambam has it as a separate area of halacha. And the beginning, remember the beginning of hilchasoy v'nitan, the Rambam always quotes which mitzvahs he's going to discuss in that area. So hilchasoy v'nitan, the Rambam has mitzvahs asay achas. What's the mitzvahs asay? Din towing umod of a kofar. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah to deal with these halachas. The Ramban often argues on the Rambam and says, that's not a mitzvah. This is just Bezdin. If somebody goes to Bezdin and has an argument with two different people, Bezdin has to judge the case. That's a mitzvah. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah, toy minitan. Toy minitan is a mitzvah, daraisa, upon Bezdin, l'chora. Upon Bezdin to judge the case properly. Sometimes the Rambam has areas of halacha that is not even a mitzvah being discussed. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechinim. Hilchas Shechinim, the Rambam says, there's no mitzvah. I'm just discussing these halachas. Most of the time, there's like three or four halachas of the Rambam that he writes. There's no mitzvahs here. I'm just discussing what is the halacha that's quoted. But sometimes the Rambam has mitzvahs, even though there's no chiyuv. Hilchas Shechinim is an example. Tumah v'tahara, the Rambam counts as mitzvahs, even though there's no separate chiyuv to become tameh or become tar. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mayachodesh Me'ubar. So remember the last case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, there's a shochet on Rosh Hashanah. And he shechs, you'll have a shecht on Yantif, right? That's one of the mitzvahs that, the malachas that are mutu mishamochal nefesh. And the Mishnah had said, if you give it out on Rosh Hashanah, so if the chodesh is me'ubar, right, if it turns out to be a two-day Rosh Chodesh, then the butcher is stuck. Because he gave it out on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which ended up being the last day of Shemitah. So then it's already owed. It's already owed. And then the next day is the first day of the eighth year, and then Shvius was Meshamet. Right? The Shvius is Meshamet Basof. So then he loses. We're going to get to today the question that we asked when we did the Mishnah. Didn't the Mishnah earlier say that, according to the Tanakamo, paying for a store what you bought is not subject to Shemitah? Hakavas Chanus is not Meshametas? This sounds like it is. So we'll have to see. That's Stira. But either way, first let's talk about this this din. So first the Gemara says, Rebbe Omer. We're going to get to Tishrei in a minute. But first the Gemara says, Rebbe Omer ben Nisan lo nesaber miyamav. Nisan was never 2 days. Right? Meaning Adar was always chaser. Adar always had 29 days. We know whenever there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day is the 30th day of the previous month. And the next day, the second day, is the first day. And there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, then there's only one day, and there's 29 days in the previous month, because every lunar month has 29 or 30 days. So Rebbe said, Nisan was never Nisaber. It was never Nisaber, it's always 1 day. Says the Gemara, Vatanina, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Shkalim? Mishnah in Shkalim talks about that, right, the first Mishnah in Shkalim, And the later Mishnah Shkalim talk about collecting the Shkalim. They announced it for a month before. Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announced, bring the Shkalim. On the first day of Adar Lachar, bring the Shkalim. And the language of the Mishnah there is Imba Chadash Bizmano. What does that mean? The Ma'ariv Folda explains that they announced on Rosh Chodesh Adar and they gave 30 days to bring the Shkalim. So one second, if Adar is only 29 days, then there's one day too little. You need 30, you have a whole month, the Chazal say, in order to bring the Shkalim. Right? How do you know 30 days? Because of the Halakha of Shaul and the Darshan. Right? We always know 30 days before we make the announcements. That's what it says. Look in the Ma'ariv Folda in the on the skinny, the third or fourth skinny line. Hada mashmeinan ala shkalim be'echad ba'adar l'rabbanan desfir le'sholam v'darshim binyan shloshim yom kodem. Right? From Aleph Adar to Aleph Nisan. But if it's only 29 days, then you're one day short. So it says, imba chodesh bizmano, if the chodesh came in its time. So Gemara says, imba loba. You're right, there was always, if theoretically this happened, but it never happens. Right, it never happened that there were 30 days. You're right, theoretically it could have been, but it never happened. Same thing, Rav Amar, Tishrei lo nisaber miyamav. Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was ever nisaber. This is what's shaykh to us. So, one second, Vataninim haya hachodesh mu'ubar, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah, if the chodesh, right, Elul was mu'ubar, so again, imhaya lohaya. You're right, theoretically, maybe we could talk about the case, but it just never happened. It just never happened that it was subject. The concept of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag is a big discussion in the Rishonim, because there's a concept of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, but then the last line in Maseches Megillah talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein to discuss Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Sukkos b'Sukkos. So the Rishonim already discussed, how do you put those two Chazals together? There's one Chazal that says you have to discuss Yontif on Yontif, and the other one says you have to discuss Yontif 30 days before Yontif. So if you look in the first Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, on the first page of Hilchas Pesach, Tav Chaf Tes. So the Mishnah Berurah summarizes, discusses all of the dais. He says, right, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes it by Pesach. So says the first Mishnah Berurah quotes. So some say that this applies, and this is Rashi in a few places. It applies to all chagim, all chagim. The Ayin Bira Gra. The Gra says Pesach and Sukkos, 30 days. Shavuos. No, you don't need a Shavuos. You don't need 30 days for Shavuos. How many halachas are there for a Shavuos? Regular halachas yanta. He says enough for Mershchol de Sivan. V'yesh omrim dachiv shloshim yomu rak bePesach. Mishum deish ben halachas rabos. Some say that only. This is from the Beis Yosef quotes from Mefarshim. Only Pesach, because that has so many halachas. So some say only Pesach is 30 days. Some say the Gras says Pesach and Sukkos is 30 days, and some say all the chagim are 30 days. Some say that the difference is between halacha and agada. Right, 30 days before is halacha. The day of, that's agada. Day of, that's agada. The Ran, the Bir Halacha quotes his Ran, beginning of Pesachim, and the Ran limits very much the halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag. He limits it very much. He said, "Is there a mamash a chiv?" He says, "No. It just means that if two people ask you a kasha." One asks, it's 2 weeks before Pesach. One asks you a Pesach question, one asks about a Tisha B'Av question. They should answer the Pesach question first. It's called Shoel Ke'inyin. It's not a Chiyuv as much to Dafka 30 days. It just means you have to, no, it's called relevant, timely questions at that time. But not Dafka that there's a Chiyuv Mamish Durabana to start. But definitely a good idea. Definitely a good idea. Okay, let's continue. When they were Makadesh, the Shana in Usha, remember one of the places that the Sanhedrin went after they left Yerushalayim, Biyom Harishon, Amad, Rabbi Yishmael, Bino, Shor Biyachanam Ebroka Amar, Kedivre, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. He got up on the first day, Pasha, so he means the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he went like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? So let's remember, Machlokes Tanoim in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. Remember the Gemara there talks about that on Rosh Hashanah we have a 9 bracha Amida. 9 bracha Amida. We have the special Malchias Zichronos and Shofros edition. But we also have to talk about Yontif, Kedushas Hayom. Where do you put Kedushas Hayom? Where do you put Malchias? So that was the machlokas there between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, right, we don't do this, right? You have Avos, Gvuros, Atakadosh, and you put Malchias with Atakadosh. Right, and then you have Kedushas Hayom separately, and then you blow for Kedushas Hayom, but you don't blow for Malchias. That's not what we do. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, Malchias are harder than Shofaros. You put Kedushas Hayom with Malchias, and you blow for Malchias. So, the Gemara says here, on the first day, Rabbi Shmuel got up and said, oh, we bind like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo yinu no akikibi Yavneh. That's not what we did in Yavneh, which was an earlier stop of the Sanhedrin, right, before Usha. But then on the next day, Rabbi Hananya got up and said, no, we hold like Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly what we did in Yavne. Meaning, and that's what we do. We paskin that the Machias, Sechonis, and Shofaros, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit at the beginning of tomorrow's year, the you blow for each of them. But what do you see from this discussion? You see there's one day and 2 days. So I thought this, that Elul is never Meubar. Vatani Kitshua Barishon Abishani. Right? First and second day. What do you mean? It's first day, second day. I thought Elul is never Meubar. And therefore, Tishrei is only one. So the Gemara just says, Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Chizda, Osa Shana Niskalkala. So that's just a parenthetical comment. There was a mistake made that year. Reb Chagyevsky discusses, maybe the 1 year they even made the 29th day into Rosh Chodesh, which that can never be, right? The 29th day. It's got to be either the 30th day or the first day. Okay. But either way, the Gemara gets back into the answer to the question. Ma Bein Rishon, Ma Bein Sheni. What does it mean here? It doesn't mean the first and the second day of Rosh Chodesh. It means Rabbi Bab Shem Rav Shana Rishona Vishana Shnia. It means 1 year and then another year. 1 year, one of the rabbis got up and said, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The other one, then the next year they got up and they say, no, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Nothing to do with the days. So where it says, but Vatani, it says in the Braisa Yom Rishon Yom Sheni. It says Yom Rishon, not Shana Rishona Shana Shnia. No answer given to that question. So that's a tzarachia. This has nothing to do, though, with our 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Our 2 days Rosh Hashanah are the first and the second day of Tishrei. Right? That's the Gemara Maseches Beitza. That's a different reason for the, let's say, the Yontif Sheni in general, as is described by all the other Chagim. The Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is different as is described in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. That's different. But here we're discussing just Elul, and the Gemara's Maskana was that Elul was never Meubar, but seems from this Raisa that maybe it was. So maybe we'll talk tomorrow about Hashem a little bit about the Machias Rechonis and Shofros, maybe if we have time, and maybe about Kiddush HaChodesh in general, which is an important mitzvah that the Rambam quotes in Kufnun Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.